This is KUT. Congress recently approved long-term funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program. Lawmakers didn't do the same, however, for the country's federally qualified health centers, which provide health care to low-income people. And, as Ashley Lopez reports, the program is set to lose funding in March.
Jason Fournier is the CEO of Community Care Health Centers in Austin. They have clinics across the city.
We're standing currently in our North Central Health Center. And within this facility, we're caring for almost 20,000 unique individuals a year for well over 60,000 plus encounters.
Fournier says in total, community care serves more than 90,000 people a year. The overwhelming majority are low income.
About 54% are uninsured. So absolutely no health insurance whatsoever.
Community care serves these patients because they're what's called a federally qualified health center, or FQHC. It's a designation that allows them to draw money from the federal government. But that pot of federal money is set to run out. Much like the Children's Health Insurance Program, funding for FQHCs expired in September. Since then, Congress has been funding the program month to month. But all those stopgap funds are expiring next month. Fournier says other healthcare centers have already started cutting back services. Community care hasn't yet, but the future depends on Congress.
70% of our health center funding would be at risk. That's $4.2 million. And so that directly translates into if we don't have that funding as of April 1st, we'll have to make very difficult decisions about how we might be able to go ahead and absorb that type of funding loss. But the reality is, unless we're able to find an alternative source of funding, our services would be compromised.
This is what FQHCs are facing right now. Jose E. Camacho, executive director of the Texas Association of Community Health Centers, says this is creating a lot of instability. He says centers are holding off on long-term plans.
Delaying plans on implementing grants, delaying expansion of services, even delaying new buildings.
And that last part, Camacho says, is felt particularly in parts of Texas that are still rebuilding after Hurricane Harvey. And he says women's health services could also take a hit. In 2016, more than 45,000 women in Texas got prenatal care from these kinds of health centers.
We don't know of another system that can replicate what health centers are doing.
Jason Fournier with Community Care says they provide primary health care to people regardless of whether they can pay. He says ending funding for FQHCs will particularly hurt vulnerable populations.
In the erosion potentially of health centers, we're going to end up with folks having no alternative but to go to emergency rooms, urgent care centers.
And in Texas, that's already a big issue, given the state has the highest number of people without insurance in the country. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.